Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rachel Abbott, and this is The Leader. Today we're giving you some bonus content taken from our business show, How to Be a CEO. An opportunity to hear from the most powerful people behind some of the world's biggest brands. This is a cut-down version of the full episode. To hear the full thing, hit the link in the show notes. Find a new episode of How to Be a CEO every Monday morning, and why not give it a rate and follow whilst you're there? Now, let's begin.
Isn't life stressful enough? Who would want to work in the field of stress?
I had to work all the way through university. My dad was a barber. One of the jobs I had when I was doing, funny enough, my MBA was I was a social worker for the city of Los Angeles. And I saw deprivation like you'd never seen in the Black community in Watts that I just felt I had to do something later.
This is an invitation to meet Professor Sir Carrie Cooper, founding director of the workplace wellbeing specialist Robertson Cooper, and, to give him his full title, 50th anniversary professor of organizational psychology and health at Manchester University. Basically, he helps people and companies develop better workplaces.
I thought I was going to be a tax lawyer, would you believe? It affected me the rest of my life. So I just couldn't go and do things like become a tax lawyer and earn lots of money, not really help anybody.
So this is a story about what drives people to make things better and why you should do it in your workplace too.
So I guess it must be that I have to do something that's valuable. And that's how I moved into what they call organizational psychology.
I'm David Marsden from the Evening Standard. Carrie is going to be appearing at our water cooler event talking about some of the things you'll hear in this podcast. It's being held at the Olympia London on May 25th and 26th, and will feature more than 100 experts like Carrie talking about how to improve the health and mental health of employees across the UK and beyond. Tickets are free. Go to watercoolerevent.com to book a place and have a look at what else is going on. Looking after the mental health of staff is a relatively new priority for some companies. And when I met Carrie, I wanted to know if a man who now has a knighthood for his work was always taken seriously.
No, it wasn't. In early days when I was working in it, a lot of organizations were looking at stress at work when we're looking at stress in the workplace. And a lot of the organizations were doing it to protect themselves because they were being litigated against by employees for stress at work, for creating it. And they were trying to protect themselves by doing employee assistant programs, which are counseling services, doing something on the edge, provide counseling or do something to protect themselves legally. Now they're doing it for the right reasons. They really are. HR and occupational health have been fantastic over the last 15, 20 years. Brilliant. And they really are. They really care. HR is no longer just about pay and rations. It's about how do we get good work, good quality of working life. They really care about it. And the people who go into it care about it. And so do the occupational health physicians, nurses, and all of them. We're in a good place, and we're one of the leaders in the world. We really are a leader. We're certainly one of the leaders in Europe. How do we create the right kind of culture, no matter how big your organization is, whether it's public, private sector, or third sector? Many companies have middle size and big, and public sector now have directors of health and well-being who report either to the whoever the managing director, chief executive is, or to an HR director if it's the bigger organizations. And that's become big. And it's now more strategic. It is not like, you know, beanbags and ping pong tables and mindfulness at lunch.
I don't mind a ping pong table, Carrie.
To be honest with you, I quite enjoy mindfulness and I quite like sushi at my desk. But to be honest with you, that's not what it's about, actually. And what it's about now is getting employee voice, no matter how big the organization is. Do we have the right kind of line managers? Do we have people who have good EQ, emotional intelligence?
Let's take a break. Afterwards, we're going to be talking more about the four-day week and how companies can develop effective strategies to help their employees. If you think other people could benefit from this podcast, give us a rating and review, and your podcast provider will take that as a signal that it's a show worth hearing and suggest it to listeners like you. Do it over the ads, and I'll see you again in a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
What's harder, to change the culture of a massive multinational corporation with maybe thousands of people all over the world, or within your own small company with just a handful of people, where you maybe have to give up a little bit of the control that you've always had?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they have different issues. So take an SME, small, medium-sized enterprise, 20, 30 people there. Entrepreneur starts it. Entrepreneur, owner-manager, continues to manage it. The problems there are that frequently, one of the stress problems there is those kind of entrepreneurs don't want to let go. They've always worked long hours. It's their baby. And really, they have to let go and they have to delegate as they grow, right? The good news about SMEs is that they do value every employee, probably a lot more than the big boys do, in the sense that everybody matters, right? Well, even now, though, even the big boys, there's not much fat. I mean, they're keeping their labor costs really down now. And you can see what's going on. There's a downsizing. It took place from the recession and it's still going on, to make sure that you have your mean and lean and to be competitive, particularly internationally, particularly as a consequence of Brexit. Small companies tend to be better at retaining staff and valuing them. But the managers in those, the owner managers, really have to start letting go, and for their own health and well-being.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, actually, because we talk a lot about the staff of companies and the importance of improving their well-being. If you're running an SME, you're probably, at least in the first stage, every week worried it's going to shut down. It must be incredibly important, no matter how busy you are, to make sure you take time to unwind.
Oh, absolutely. That's a problem no matter what sector you're in, no matter whether it's private, SMEs, public sector. When you're responsible for other human beings, it is a big issue. many of those people are technically get to their role because they're technically competent as marketing people or ops management people or finance people or God knows what, right? But they don't necessarily naturally have the people skills. And that is a big problem, because if you don't have them, you create more problems yourself by not having them with the people that report to you. And therefore, it causes you stress. If you had good people skills, then you'll also know when you're not coping. You'll know the signs yourself, because you're much more socially sensitive. You have good empathy. You have good EQ.
Let's say a company wants to improve the well-being of its staff. What's the first thing? What's the one thing they should do to start with?
Okay, find out what the employees think about your organization. Their well-being audits. Lots of organizations now do them. In other words, you do anonymously ask your employees what they think about all aspects of their job. What do you think about the way you're managed? What do you think about the communication system in your organization? What do you think? Can you work flexibly or not work flexibly? These are very sophisticated psychometrics that organizations now use. And then you break all the data down and you find out in that part of the business, the problem is that women feel that their careers are blocked. There's a glass ceiling. In that part of the business, a long hours culture. In that part, there's a bullying management style, right? You need the employees to tell you what the issue is. And we have the sophisticated techniques of doing this, and we can identify what's wrong where, and then develop a strategy to deal with that problem. And then you start building a strategy and you say, well, look it, we got a problem with women here. They feel their careers are blocked. We have another problem is that we're not allowing people to work as flexibly as they would like. And so this is becoming a much more strategic issue by senior leadership teams in medium to large organizations are doing that now. Otherwise, they will lose the next generation, because the Z generation and the young millennials are not prepared to tolerate what their parents tolerated. Unlike their parents, who would say, oh, well, I got a mortgage to pay. I'm just going to stay here. They're not doing it. You want to retain and attract the new generation, the Z and young millennials? You'll never do it unless you have the right culture.
That was an invitation to meet Professor Sir Carrie Cooper. If you'd like to hear more from him, then head over to thewatercooler.com and get those free tickets. We'll be back next Monday morning. I really hope you can join us again. Hit your follow or subscribe button and drop in whenever's best for you. This has been an invitation to meet. It's always a pleasure to meet you.